It's 5 o'clock and you're off the clock with Beast Bite. Today we have with us Will and Brooke Fagan. They own Ricochet Outdoors, one of our dealers, and they have a lot going on, and thank you all for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Will comes by here all the time, in and out, you know, getting boats, delivering boats. We're real good family friends of Will and have been for a long time. And today, I think we're going to talk about just the history of how we got started, talk about the ins and outs, the struggles, everything it took to get to where we are today. And before we get started, you know, make sure you like, subscribe, check out our race series on YouTube, and hit the notification bell so you can get up to date with our latest videos. I will. Let's get right into it. So I want to know where it originally started. Where did you guys meet?
River Trail.
Yeah, definitely River Trail. Will Fagan was a customer. You know, he was a mud boat.
Yeah, he came in looking for a mud boat. Yep, I remember that.
A long, long, long time ago. Yeah. How many years ago was it? 10 years?
It had to be. 12
years? Trail was. 12.
No, no, no. Further.
It had to be further than that.
2005? 2000?
No.
No. It was.
It would have been 2002 or so.
I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
So he was a customer for forever.
So you came in looking for a mud boat, and that's when you met Dad here. So you went in there and talked to Jim Stansel?
Yeah. The first one I bought was a Lake Sport.
Yeah.
That Jim, I think, was trying to do a slick bottom mud boat.
Yeah.
It was slippery.
Yeah, it
was slippery all over the water, you know.
Yeah,
I bought it and we put a, it was a small mud buddy, a smaller one on there. I took it to the lake and.
What we run 18 miles an hour or something like that?
Oh, dude, it wouldn't run. It wouldn't plane out. It wouldn't do anything. And I brought it back and I was like, man, something's wrong with this boat. It won't run. And Jim's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can fix it. And we'll mess with it. And he goes and he said, hang on. He said, I don't remember if he needed to raise or lower the motor one. But, you know, this is the first time I'd like been back into the factory.
Yeah.
And he turns around and, hey, Julio, go get my drill and whatever, you know. And dude comes pushing his cart over and he's got a Chicago drill and he's got wires running from out the bottom of this cordless drill and alligator clamp to a battery.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, Jim Stansel. Jim is one of a kind.
For sure.
He's like a MacGyver, though. He can make anything work.
Yeah, he's like one of those evil geniuses.
Yeah, he is. Actually, you guys experiences with Jim.
Oh, yeah.
You and Jimmy should go round and round, huh?
Super smart guy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, very smart.
Almost as smart as they come.
Yeah. Yeah. Your mama used to argue with him all the time.
Well, I mean, heck, he had a dentist chair and did dental work. In the back of the plant.
Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff back in the day. You know, Jim's definitely a hoot to hang out with.
Oh, that's funny.
We got a lot of duck hunting stories about Jim Stansel. But,
absolutely. So at that time,
he's one of my good friends. Anyway.
At that time, you weren't associated in no boat business, none of the industry. What were you doing at the time?
I was still working for my dad at the Bell Bond Company.
That's right.
He was Bell Bondsman. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah. Dude. I can see you doing that.
I can too.
That's I can see Will doing that. Yeah. Talking.
Imagine Will kicking a door in. I mean, yeah. I mean, come on, let's go. Take me to jail. Take me to jail.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So moving through then, okay, so that's where y'all first met. After you got your boat set up and you're running your boat, when was the next connection that y'all got back together?
Man, we just.
You're talking about me and Will?
Yeah. No, y'all stay in the loop?
Yeah, after that. It was
we got hit by a tornado.
Oh yeah,
you know we got hit by a tornado and wiped
us
out.
That was what 2005, 2006.
No, that was 2008.
'08.
Yeah, 08. I was 8 years old, so it was 2008.
Yeah, we got hit by a tornado, and then I went to work for Will,
the oil field business. That's right. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where were y'all out of? Whenever he went to work with y'all,
West Virginia. We were working in West Virginia. In Ohio.
Yeah.
Doing the berms. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember doing the berms. I remember going out there the first time, you know. So I called Will, like, man, I need a job, you know. So he's like, come on with it. So I piled up in the truck, took off. I was scared shitless, you know. So I drove all the way out there. I was driving with, who did I ride with? I rode with.
Wasn't that Mayor?
Yeah, I think it was Mayor.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to be a
long trip. So much talking.
Yes.
Long trip.
I rode with Mayor, and I get out there, and. And because it was actually a tornado, you know, we didn't have a job, you know, we didn't know what we was going to do. So I go out there and help Will do these berms. I didn't even know what the hell he's talking about, but I go out there and start helping him and carrying these cross ties,
yeah,
which sucked.
He's like, there's got to be a better way.
There was a better way.
Yeah.
And, like, my battle buddy was like 6 foot four.
Yeah.
It was unfair. Like, the cross ties I was carrying.
He was carrying cross ties with Opie.
Yeah. I was like, it was way unlevel.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Opie'd carry like one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you're too slow.
Yeah. And it wasn't too long after that. We was carrying cross ties for a while. And we're like, me and Will got together. We're like, hey, there's actually a different way. Then we came up with this foam berm deal with the cargo tarps.
And you came back and made it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I got back in the truck, came back to Arkansas. I was like, hell with that shit.
Yeah,
it's not for me.
We should have, if we'd have patented it, none of us had been here. We'd all already been retired because as soon as they hit up there, everybody knocked it off.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, everybody knocked it off.
It was a good idea.
It was a really good idea.
Yeah, we went up to the place that used to make y'all's boat seats in like Mountain View or somewhere up there.
Yeah,
and did the prototypes.
Yeah, they did a prototype. They built some prototypes. We brought the Will, and he ran them over the truck. And you know, Will thought we had something decent, you know. So we went, you know, we took off with it. And
Didn't they freeze or something?
Yeah, I don't think it was completely worked out. All the bugs were worked out. But the general idea of the foam berm
was a great idea.
Well, at first they did. They would hold water.
Yeah.
They weren't freeze. Well, I guess they would freeze. But so then we started putting those mesh ends on them top and where they drain out.
Yeah, we started sucking them out.
Yeah, and then you could like drive a truck over them if they were wet and it'd just shoot all the water out.
It was a very good idea. And I think we just didn't take advantage of the opportunity, you know. But
well, it's like everything. You know what I mean? You wish you would have
done it. I think we were so excited about the stupid idea that we forgot to. The important stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what
probably didn't even know what we needed to do at the time.
Probably not. We're just making money.
Golly.
I tell you what that thing did make, though, was a hell of a slip and slide.
Yeah.
We used it for years.
Yeah, we still got them.
We still got some.
Baddest-ass slip and slide ever was.
Oh, yeah.
We built like a 125-foot one that they used at church every year for their little
stuff. You fit. So many kids on that thing. It's so funny.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Still using those same foam berms for the pool.
I guarantee it.
That's crazy.
So after that went through, everybody knocked it off. Boom. You're done with the oil field business. You're getting back into the boat business.
Yeah. I get a phone call. Get back in the boat business. I end up building edge boats.
That's right. So you're still there in the oil field business. What happened past that point?
I guess what I was asking, like, what brought you back to the business?
What got you out of the oil field business?
We sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
Will couldn't work for anyone else.
No.
We had partners.
I had sold the majority of the company to some guys, and you know how it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't work.
Just didn't work long term. And we joke around because it was kind of funny. You know, I'd come down, well, I worked there for 3 years after I sold, and then I had to sign a new contract, you know, and it wasn't going very good.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, knows a little bit about that too, don't you, babe? Partners don't work good.
And no, they don't.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. And I just bought a new truck, just found out Brooke was pregnant.
Yay.
With Tiller.
River. No tiller.
And then went to the meeting to had to re-sign my contract and really wasn't sure what I was going to do. And I had just bought those 19 boats from you down. Because, you know, even when we were in the oil field and Belmont and all that, we were still kind of peddling boats.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll come down and order, pick up a boat for Jonathan McNespy.
Oh, yeah.
And we bought them 19 boats off of you.
Yeah.
And I took like 2 weeks off, and I was like, man, I can sell these things.
Yeah, that's right.
This is fun.
It's like an eye-opener, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
went to that meeting, and I was like, you know what? Like, trying to change some stuff up, and I was like, nah.
Not for you.
No. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Walked away, left a pretty good chunk of money on the table.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that, you know? I mean, I've been there before.
I needed to be home. I'd spent my time away.
Yeah.
It was time for me to be home.
Absolutely. you know, be with
family. I can
see
that.
Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Yeah. But so, just started slinging them.
So you get in the boat business. By then, let's see, what happens? I've been on the edge boats.
At that
boats.
Time, building edge boats and litter rock. Mm-hmm. And you started.
That was kind of the beginning of the performance duck boat.
Oh, it was definitely the beginning.
Because it was, especially when you're in Excel, especially in Clinton, before you were mm-hmm. even in Mountain View, mm-hmm. it was like, Tim, need to build a smaller boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't run right. No. Yeah.
No.
And then kind of started building some small boats, and then it really took off when he went to Edge.
That's right.
Yeah, it definitely took off and went to Edge, and then we did that for a while. And, you know, just like your situation, you know, we wasn't happy either.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted something different, right, Ashley? And so.
Tim can't work for others either.
That's their twin. They're twin vibes.
It's part of our telepathic connection.
Every person has two big toes.
Yes.
And they don't work well with others.
It's definitely hard to work. It's definitely hard for me to work. If I ain't the boss, it's not going to be good.
Well, let me ask you, ask you girls. I mean, was it a struggle for just being like that, though? Just starting something new, jumping off or restarting?
Oh, I'm used to it.
Was it stressful?
I got that. Yeah. I feel like we'll... Anytime you own your own business, it's just a constant, like, will of change almost. And we knew it wasn't working. I knew Will couldn't work with other people. It didn't work. And Will and Tim had always worked so well together. Like, they'd always had each other's back through. And I knew they were similar to us. Like, it was never just, like, the easy road.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lot of the same struggles that Will and I had over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think... You know, you just kind of go with it.
Yep.
Those struggles.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah, but it also takes some strong ass women though to tolerate you know, somebody like Will and somebody like
us. Will and y'all didn't get like that overnight though.
I only know two people that work with their spouses and make it work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. That's true.
There's two. And that's all that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at both of them.
If something happened to Brooke, I wouldn't know who to pay, how much, what I owe.
But you know, I'm the same way.
Oh, I know.
I tell everybody, you know, Ashley was there supporting me the whole time, but all my stupid ideas or all my failures, whenever she was there.
Yeah, when you'd have a stupid idea and walk off, and she'd walk over to the guys and be like, "Hey, don't do that. Do it like this."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so
back here.
Yeah. You know, so it goes. You know, it's a lot for the women. You know, to put up with this over the years. And I mean, what do you think, Ashley?
No, yeah. I mean, it was a struggle.
It was a struggle. Ups and downs.
And you know, the whole time, it isn't like it's a pleasant experience either. You know, you fight hard back and forth, man, the whole time.
You know,
but it's the bond of it.
You know, the one thing about this show is that we're trying to explain that, you know, the American dream. And like, you guys are living the American dream too.
Yeah,
and it's just it's about a family struggling in America, making money, and trying to achieve their goals, hopefully before they get old and retire, right? So, you know, a lot of people lose track of the American dream of what actually can be done in America if you work hard, and it takes a lot of good people to do that. You know, it takes a lot of good friends. Like, you know, Will Fagan is definitely my 3 a.m. friend. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know, the guy that'll get the shovel and come on.
Yeah. You know, every time I see that on TikTok, I say, okay, Will Fagan is definitely number one. Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, who's your 3 a.m. friend?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely got one for sure.
Oh, you realize who your friends are when you go through the hard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We realize that. Y'all have always.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, it's just
done that for us. We try to do that
circle,
for y'all. Yeah. You know, I mean, you have to do that.
Circle.
Yeah. It takes everybody to make a good living.
It does. And speaking of you two, I mean, it's like everything rolls in pairs.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, let's talk about the fire. Let's talk about the fire.
So
that's the perfect example, though.
It doesn't matter.
Tim and Ashley show up, drive, I don't know, 2 hours at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And show up like, what can we do?
Well, man, we had to. As soon as we knew the fire was there, we got to go. I think, you know, but, you know, that's just something.
It was just like same thing with the tornado.
Yeah, no.
You know.
It's just crazy, you know. It's just like, you know, whatever happens to you happens to me.
Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
It's absolutely crazy.
It really is crazy.
He told me one day, or I think he told Brooke, he said, if you get sick or if you die, I'm definitely upping my life insurance.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, probably a good idea.
And I did. I actually did that. You know, so, you know, it's really weird how that works.
Oh, y'all are twins.
Absolutely. It's like one thing happens over here, next thing you know, next week it happens over here.
Yeah, if it happens to me, I'm calling Will Fagan and giving a warning.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of those warning calls.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And you can't tread lightly on it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, it's serious.
This is just like, dude, I just got hit with the extra whatever tax bill. You better be looking out.
Here it comes.
And then a week later, I hate you, man. Yeah. It's your fault. I got another X amount of taxes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just right back and forth. It's nuts. Just like fire. My place catches fire. What, 2 months later, y'all's place catches fire?
I know, it's horrible.
You're the first one there. You brought food, drinks, snacks. You brought your Bobcat. Helped us clean the building out whenever all that went down. And, man, it took everybody to get the thing back up and running.
It did. And, you know, we got up, finally when insurance said, hey, it's paid, we got it up and running in 10 days. But it took a lot of hard work to get it up and running. And same thing with
record time.
Yeah.
That was record.
I mean, Will, he getting back on his feet. He's building his new store.
Yeah.
We got a picture of his new store.
Yeah. Pull up his website too.
You look at the store. We talk about the store. I mean, Ricochet is killing it in Conway, guys. I mean, it's awesome. They're growing and they're building.
That's the inside right there.
Yeah. I really love The Rock. What do you think, Brooke?
Brooke, how do you like The Rock?
I like The Rock on the front of the building.
You don't like The Rock inside the building?
No, I kind of like that. I mean,
everybody loves The Rock except you.
I think
you really like it. You just won't admit it.
I don't like it.
Because it was my idea.
I don't like it.
I think with the fact that there's a, that it's a safe right there, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, like every king needs a castle. Where's he going to lock up? Where's he going to lock up his valuables?
I think that's what I don't like. It looks like a baby castle.
Oh, it's like. It doesn't look like a baby castle. It looks like a man castle.
It's not even the full size of the wall. It's just like a little square.
It's the size of the vault.
This is what it's like every day.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you. I mean, if you like it, good. You asked me, and I said I don't really like it.
But you have a big nice office. I seen your office.
I have a tiny office.
Compared to what?
What? That office is not big.
It's the biggest room in that building.
No, because I always have the kids with me.
She does. She's kind of has to serve as a school, too.
Yeah. It's not.
Which I get that.
But Will does have his own office, and so we don't have to share, which basically means my office is four times the size.
That it was?
Because I don't have to share with Will.
No, that's good.
Yes. You like sharing a desk with me.
I do not. Like sharing
this
with
you.
I can see that.
I have won a major battle.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What's that?
I no longer get in trouble for spitting in the trash can.
Really?
I just don't complain. I mean, what's the point? He's just going to keep doing it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It is not.
It is. And I always have to dump the trash out. And then it's all like coming out.
Well, don't throw so much trash away.
It's not the trash, it's the dip.
So you learned to tolerate it over the years?
There's no point.
You like broker. Yeah. You broker. Like a
it's
horse.
Called giving up.
There is smart women in this world. Obviously, you're one of them. You're just smart.
You just give up.
Yeah. So, Will got this website right here, and we were talking about this website before.
You just showed a video of the baddest boat that ever hit the water.
Will, I mean, you got a really nice website, man.
You do. I really do like your website. Yeah, it's set up great.
You got old B Scott on there. You got Brian Jessen on there. Let's talk about some of these pictures right here.
I like the brag board.
That's definitely a Havoc logo there.
I just got to figure out, people send me pictures and I don't.
With Brian Jessen, no offense.
Crazy Brian.
Put them on there.
Yeah. You do your own website or you got somebody doing it?
No, I got somebody doing it. What are you talking about? I ain't hardly smart enough to send a text message.
I get you. So let's talk about this boat right here. Want to talk about this boat?
That's my favorite
boat. That's one of the best. Well, that boat right there was called the Reed's Rocket. And you want to talk about it a little bit? Explain why we built that boat, what it was for?
Reed's Rocket is a autism awareness boat. And we did it for Reed, our middle son, who's autistic. And of course, the puzzle pieces and all that. And it was a pretty cool deal. We kind of came up with that idea, and y'all donated the boat, Raw Hull. Mark Berline at Easy Track donated the trailer.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. Absolutely.
Cody Trosper painted it and did all the artwork and all that on it. It was pretty cool. And then Cuz built a killer motor for it.
Man, that thing ran.
Yeah.
That boat ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would run.
It would. Yeah.
And, you know, had to get your jockey in there and get Brian. Oh, Brian. And once Brian figured out about it, and then he kind of met Reed down there one day.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm free. It didn't matter.
Yeah, Brian.
But he's going to win.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah.
He's no a very competitive guy.
He was all in.
Yeah, all in at that point.
You got a picture of Brian Jesse.
If he had to swim, he was going to win that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's old Brian Jesse right there. He's a legend.
He is. You know, and he puts in the work, too.
Dude.
When it comes to those races, those whole runner races.
Reed. There's Reed.
Yeah, there's a little man right there. Mm-hmm. He's excited, isn't he?
He's a little bitty right there. And
he's checking it out.
That was, I guess, 2018, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18.
But the community also helped. Like on the first picture of the boat, you can see there's puzzle pieces, and on each puzzle piece is like a logo of a business or a person that donated money to go towards it. Yeah. So it was also
community. It was a fundraiser.
Yeah, it was
a good deal.
They took the boat.
It was good.
After it was all said and done, they took the boat to
Community Connections,
and they auctioned it off at their yearly fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it brought a pretty good chunk of money for them. And then we ended up, you know, the guy that bought it obviously didn't want it red and blue, and we ended up having to paint it. But
sandblast it.
So he ended up coming back in to put some work
in. Reed thought it was the coolest thing ever. He still talks about it. He still has, there was like a yellow piece on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has that like hanging up in his room. And like Brian Jessen is his like, He thinks he is the coolest. Cool. You know,
but
it's like his Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He is kind of like an Arkansas Ricky Bobby.
He is. Absolutely. Y'all had a duck call too, didn't you?
Yeah, we still sell the duck calls.
Yeah. Y'all need to check those
duck calls. Reed gets $5 for every duck call. So he'll ask all the time, so did you sell any of my duck calls today? And I'm like, we don't sell as many at the new store just because, you know, we don't have as much space.
That's cool, though.
That is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was his design too. He's the one that came up with it.
Really?
He drew me a blue duck.
Well, off of Billy Madison. I let the kids watch Billy Madison. You know, you don't realize when you watch something like growing up and then you watch it with your kids, you're like, this probably isn't the best idea.
Yeah.
But thankfully he liked the blue duck. Like Miss Lippy drew a blue duck, whatever. So he did Reed's blue duck. And so that's how it all kind of came into.
That's pretty cool.
He loves Billy Madison.
I'll be there.
Sweet. That was an awesome boat. You know, there's a picture that's hanging up here in the office, and I believe Scott Scott's in it, and he's floating the nose in it. I mean, it's aired out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a slick picture, man.
There's old Brian Jessen again. Oh, there's Mr. Will Fagan right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, Drake.
Talking about Drake. Looks identical.
Mini.
Oh, my
God. That's a mini Will Fagan right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's that picture of Drake?
Oh, look at that guy.
Golly, that was fat.
I want to talk about that for a second. You know, I think it's very important to point out here that, you know, how good these women are. I'll be 100% honest with you. That fish actually got caught by mom, but she is one of them women
with integrity
is going to put her man up, you know, on the pedestal and let him take a picture with the fish.
Hey, Facebook's for real.
I mean,
they don't know.
And what's funny is I got a picture with it too, and I still show people.
I do too.
I didn't catch it.
I don't tell everybody my wife caught it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do sometimes if I like them, but. You know, Brian Jessen, the whole runner race.
That was when he won it with a four stroke.
Yeah, he won the whole runner race. You know, with Reed's boat. Then he also won it with the four stroke.
Yeah,
and the four stroke one, that was a big deal too.
Mm-hmm.
That really proved a lot.
But the you know Reed's Rocket won the whole runner race. We forgot to tell everybody that Brian actually won that race.
Not only did he win it. He flipped it in the middle of the race.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people stopped and helped him.
Yeah, he ran up on the sandbar. He flipped it on the sandbar,
broke his arm or fractured it or something, drags it back into the water.
Gets back in the boat.
Yeah, gets back in the boat and goes on to win. Yeah. Like I said, there was nothing going to stop him from winning that race.
Brian Jessen never.
Nothing.
He was in it to win it for sure.
Once Brian makes his mind up on something, he's going to win it. It don't matter what. I mean,
that was a good video, though.
It was a good video.
It was a good video.
Yeah.
It was a good video.
I mean, it was good for the for the boat, and then it was also cool showing all the other guys that were racing. Yep. You know, he waved them in, they stopped and helped him, and then I think it was was it Robbie Dumas that he stopped to help, had blown up his motor maybe, and
I think so. Yeah,
he's said,
like,
go on.
Yeah, go on. And Brian's like, I won't. I'll stay with you.
Oh yeah,
he said, go on. And he's like, okay, it's all needed.
Yeah,
he didn't have to think about it very long.
He didn't.
He's a good person.
He is.
He's really good. He's a really good guy.
He's got a good heart, and he's a, you know, he got a lot of passion.
Yeah. So all the stories of Will Fagan, you know, me and Will Fagan go way back, right? Even when he was a little boy.
Oh yeah.
So,
a little baseball player. I remember him showing up in his little baseball get-ups. Always had a tournament.
Oh yeah.
Every weekend.
Do you remember one time? I don't know if it's the I think it might have been the first time B. Scott met Brooke. He's like, how did Will get her?
Yeah. I remember
what you talking
that.
About,
I still
son?
Believe that.
Will
I still believe that.
Oh,
I'm like,
man, what y'all talking about?
I think it don't he take a very little. Old person to realize that I Will think, definitely married up.
Well, B. Scott, B. Scott had a crush on Brooke since he was 7 years.
He was good. I didn't know that. That's so funny. He's like, how did he get her?
I mean, it was very
they've been
he was like, fascinating.
They've been hounding me about that forever.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Brandon was fascinating.
Why wouldn't he tell you?
I've always talked about how he said I'm married up.
He definitely married up. Always, I still stand by that.
Since he was like 7 years old. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Brandon always was fascinated with Brooke.
Like, I don't comprehend.
I don't know
what happened there.
How I'm just that cool.
I don't see how it happened.
Pretty cool.
I'm just that cool.
I mean,
I just don't know how he married Brooke.
Whatever.
There's only one person in the world that could put up with me.
That is true.
That's true. Well, you know, I
and it goes about both ways.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways.
It does.
It's funny how. Like y'all two are perfect together. You know, work together. Y'all fight together. Whatever. Common sense, down to earth. You know, it takes that kind of relationship to make it. You know, especially working together.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the dudes that works with us yesterday, he was like, "I don't know how you and Will are still married. Like, I don't know. Y'all fight all the time." I said, "We don't really fight. We just like, if you get mad at each other, like, you're dumb. Like, what am I supposed to say? If you don't say it." Then it just festers, and then you're just like,
well, a lot of
and in the moment, you said, I just have to say it and get it out.
A lot of people get confused that you're also, you know, you're married, but you're also business partners.
Right.
So, you know, you're looking at it both ways, right?
We used to get into it.
I have seen
your mama stand up flat-footed.
Violent.
Us, yo, Diddy.
Yeah.
I've seen throwing stuff,
but
hammers,
it stayed at
parts.
Work. That's, that was the difference. It stayed at work.
It stayed at work sometimes. You know, you lay in bed, you know, you should be doing something else, but instead you're talking about boat designs, it does get old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, let's talk about something else. Let's do something else, you know? But, you know, over the years, you just learn to tolerate each other. I mean, you just learn dealing with each other because you're making money together. And you don't really have a choice, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're in together. Really you're in war together.
Wouldn't know how to do it any other way.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
Yeah. Whenever Will did work with other people, then I still had to hear about it. And I still had to give my like, it was more energy. And then I couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I meant?
I know what you mean.
I'm in the circle, at least I can fix what he's doing instead of just having to listen to it and have not be able to do anything.
I think a lot of
when I'm in my worst, she'll pull me up, you know. Mm-hmm. And,
well, that's
well, and your family, and too, at the end of the day. So you can't walk away from it.
Tell me to quit being stupid. That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. That's dumb. Whatever.
And you're going to listen to
it. Can I say that? Is that okay?
That's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay.
I mean,
that's the way it works, though. You know, like you need each other to build off of each other to push it forward. You know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it's important, too, for your kids. Like, you've seen it. So as like, and my boys have seen it, what it takes and how you're a family and you have to move forward and do what you're supposed
to do. Well,
you're
teaching your kids. You're teaching kids morals. You're teaching kids
and
how
so you've
to
learned
deal
it.
With problems.
Yeah. From your parents,
it's really good stuff. It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
It's definitely good stuff. I mean, you're teaching your kids to deal with problems. They're seeing y'all struggle, you know, and that's like B-Scott. He watched us struggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got our shit repoed once, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
But they also see the other side of it and what comes from the struggle.
There's
two sides. You see the good that comes out of it. So, yes, it was hard, but this is where we are, and it's worth it.
The good by far outweighs the bad.
It does.
It does. And it can be hard again. Like, right, but literally the day before our store burnt, I was talking to Will and I was like, I remember where I was driving. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, it's just good to be like, everything's cool.
Finally, things are calming down. Like,
oh, and then the next day, I'm like, what is happening?
Everything's just been smooth.
She jinxed it straight. Now, so, even though our store's not done,
what
like,
she's
I can
saying
see,
is really, it's her fault the paint booth room burnt.
Oh, yeah?
Because she jinxed it, now and then it happened to me. And so then it happened to you.
That's right.
So she's the head of the snake.
I'm sorry.
I remember telling Ashley it burned down and she's like, oh my God, here we go again, you know?
Yeah. It's just gut-wrenching.
And everybody here even knows this.
It's something that happens
over there with y'all.
Yeah.
Everybody here is like, oh no.
Oh, it's
yeah.
laughing.
You know.
Do we come to work tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, it works both ways though, because be like, hey dude.
Heads up.
I just smoked a monster.
Yeah.
He'll be like, sweet, I'm going to get one tomorrow.
I'm going hunting every day now.
That's right. Well, let's talk about hunting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the deer that you killed.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Me and you killed the deer.
I don't remember how old I was.
We were hunting with Will. Maybe. Yeah, maybe we were eight. In Clinton.
We went to Clinton hunting with Will Fagan. Right?
Y'all killed the doe the first morning.
Yep.
And then the next day,
we climb up.
You dropped
us off, right? And we're climbing up to stand, and I get up there. And I get the gun and I look at it, I'm like, hey, there's already deer out there. And y'all are still out there, like, because you were dropping us off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's deer out there already. Yeah. And Dad gets in the stand and he's like, you know, I'm like, man, this deer's got one antler. And
Dad's like, he did not say that it had one
antler. No, I didn't see it. I just seen this. I think it was the left side.
And it was after I shot it that I said it had one antler. And Dad's like, no, it don't have one antler. We get down there and we're blood trailing this deer because I made a horrible shot.
Yeah, I get over there.
Where'd I shoot it? Like in the
Tim's eyes are like this big, and I'm like, "Where'd he get it?" And he's like, "He shot it in the ass."
Horrible like, shot.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Gator trailed that deer.
Was that Gator?
Yeah,
dude. For so long, I didn't think we were ever going to get there.
I didn't either.
I mean, it's a miracle we found that deer.
So you finally found the deer,
and it's got one antler.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, it's like I'm still pumped. Still the biggest thing I've ever killed.
Yeah, it's your first buck.
It's my first buck, so I'm still pumped up about my unicorn buck, you know. And it's
a pretty good.
It was a good little eight.
It's mounted on the wall.
I mean,
and this brings us to the end of this, towards the end of the story, which is where it gets bad.
Yeah.
Because I lied to everybody.
He didn't know the truth.
So
forever.
We're there.
Until, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my whole life I didn't know the truth.
He was a grown man.
Yeah. So we get home, right? And it's been a week, 2 weeks, and Dad's like, hey, I got some good news. Will Fagan found your buck's other antler.
He broke it off on a tree.
And he's mailing it to us so we can get it mounted with him. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like, awesome. Well, time goes by. We get the mount back, and they look right.
15 years.
They look right.
15 years later.
So my whole life.
It's on the wall. 15 years later.
Yeah. So my whole life, everybody that comes to the house, I tell them the exact same story about that buck. I'm like, you're not going to believe how we found the other antler. Will Fagan actually found it, shipped it to us, and we got it put on there after the fact.
And it was actually what?
Taxidermist rebuilt it.
I went to my brother's house. Found one of his sheds or a loose antler that somewhat matched.
Yeah.
Took it up to the taxidermist and he mounted
but
it.
But I went to about 19 years old telling the same story.
We finally told him the truth.
We made him a liar for
11 years. There's a lot of people that I've lied to and didn't even know it.
You should see his face the night we told him the truth. He was like,
he was devastated. Yeah, but he was
It's like finding out you're adopted.
I mean,
it was that kind of reaction.
You've been living a lie your whole life. Like,
well, you know, you're not adopted.
He's like,
no.
He's like, did Will Fagan know this? Yeah. Did Brooke know this? I think so.
And then, they got it from Michael. I'm like, does Michael know this?
Yeah.
Everybody. Like, you've been living in the dark.
We all kept it.
I told this story to people that knew about it. Oh, that's how messed up this was.
It was a lie forever.
And nobody slipped up, never gave any indication that story was wrong.
You were devastated that it only had one horn.
No, it wasn't. The first deer he killed wasn't a doe.
It was a spike.
It was a spike.
That's right. Because you got the knife made out of a spike.
Yeah, you left the the antlers, when you cut them off, you left them with the house, and I've had them forever.
And man. Then here recently,
you made those knives for you and Briggs.
You made those knives.
I forgot about that.
Super awesome. I'll have to bring them in here and take some nice pictures of them. He made these knives for me and Briggs. One's a little bit smaller than the other, and those are made somewhere.
Yeah, a guy in Mayflower built the
Mayflower
knives
built,
and used those horns.
Super nice knives. Has the antlers, the antler in it from the first deer I killed. So it's a super sweet gift. I mean, it was awesome. And I couldn't believe whenever he pulled those out, I was like, holy crap, that's probably the coolest thing anybody's ever gotten me.
It's so funny.
But yeah, I lied for so many years.
The whole thing is hilarious.
I was devastated. It's like,
I would not change anything about it, though.
No.
Because, you know, it's that's never happened.
No.
No, it was a complete made-up story that I went along with and told forever.
I tell everybody still today, you know, that story. And it's funny. Yeah. It's just funny. You're so gullible.
I remember when you told me that you finally fessed up to him.
I was eight. You know what I mean?
Finally told the truth.
I wasn't expecting, you know, everybody to lie to me at 8 years old.
We were protecting your little tender heart.
Yeah.
We wanted to make you happy.
I mean,
news is that you really did kill the deer.
You did kill the deer.
I don't know how, but you did.
They shoot in their ass.
I shot it right on the inside of one of the back legs.
Yeah, and it bled really good, didn't it?
Had to have hit an artery or something.
Well, it bled for a while, and then it just quit. We ended up just kind of following the dog.
Shot the penis.
Well, it was right there, right next to the nuts.
Yeah, it was a bad shot, guys, bad shot.
I guess I must have just pulled or
he
something.
He had the shakes. He had the shakes.
Dude, it was a big old buck. I ain't never seen a buck like that, you know?
Basking A-point, one side.
I had big buck fever. Yeah. I mean, you know what big buck fever is like.
Oh, I get the
bug. Don't act like you haven't shot the food plot before.
Okay. That's because I had a pound and a half trigger, man. You got a buck, boom. Oh, shit. Shot the ground.
And I think it's also good if we talk about gun control. If you're not ready for a light trigger, you might not ought to use one.
I struggled all last year with a light trigger.
You want to tell a story about?
No, that's not it.
You want to tell that one?
No.
Sitting in the stand?
No.
Dude, I think we got to. What? Use it as an example of like gun safety.
That's kind of bad
example. I mean, it's a bad example because you...
It's a good example of gun safety, but it's bad. I can't believe I did it. I accidentally pulled the trigger and I sat in the deer stand. It's horrible.
My gun, it was
at least facing outside.
The bullet did go out the window, but I'm like, holy shit, did that just go off?
This is what happened. So we're actually hunting together on this, where we can see a long way so we can shoot really far. That's what we're trying to do, shoot really far. And I'm sitting like this and he's sitting kind of behind me. And all of a sudden... Out of nowhere, I'm just sitting here looking out my lane, and I hear, boom! And I'm like, I jump, and I'm like, damn, dude, that was close. Who,
that was really close. I just shot out the window.
I'm like, he didn't say nothing at first. He's kind of just like, looked at me like something happened. I'm like, was that you? And he's like,
yeah, it was me. I touched my trigger.
He's like, I was barely just rubbing the trigger.
I'm just rubbing it. And it goes off. Yeah.
Yeah, so be careful with the triggers. Make sure your gun's always on safety.
What was it? A pound and a half trigger? No, it was lighter.
It was 8 ounces.
8 ounces.
What in the... Why? 8 ounces?
I will say, though, if you are...
You know, talk about triggers, you know, Mr. Will Fagan sells guns, you know?
Absolutely.
I do sell guns.
A lot of different guns. Yeah.
Man, we need that picture of Will where he's holding that pistol.
You have
that picture.
The 44 mag or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Send him you'll have to send him the picture of River with it, with his tiny self with that giant gun.
Huge.
So Ricochet sells guns, sells boats, he sells everything.
Hunting gear, feed. What I really think is cool that you picked up here recently, and I think it's probably doing pretty good for you because I'm seeing a lot more people using them, is Rambo bikes.
Dude.
Them are sweet.
You send him that video of me.
No.
No. Oh, I should have. Oh, man.
I was turning around expecting it to be up there.
My TikTok.
The Rambo bikes are awesome. They're a game changer.
I tried to get her to send me some
pictures.
I was afraid of what would happen.
Wow.
I had a good idea of someone's... The boys decided they wanted kittens, which was not a good idea. But I went ahead and got them.
In fact,
that
was the last time I tried to come down here when you had to come save me because of the stupid cat.
We have gray kitty and orange kitty kitty. And gray kitty kitty got in Will's motor and I guess fell down at Sheridan into the fan and broke down.
Made a cat smoothie.
Daniel, yeah, it was bad.
The only good thing that happened that day was that cat died.
We still have the orange one, but I have a picture of Will carrying the orange cat.
Oh, really?
I should have sent it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you take everything out of context. Like right after that, I flung it like a frisbee.
Oh, he was cuddling it and smiling. Yeah.
Don't one of y'all's kids call that truck?
I call it White Kitty Kitty.
Yeah, White Kitty Kitty. That's funny.
It's a rainbow bike.
Took down a Ford.
Yeah. Them things are a game changer.
Oh,
really.
Man. I'm seeing another one right here. Will Fagan hooked us up with some bikes last year, and we wore them out last year in Alabama.
I mean, for turkey hunting especially, being able to get in, because you're not really carrying a lot when you're turkey hunting.
Yeah, you sell a lot.
You may
of
have
bikes,
a blind.
Quite a few. It's been a surprise.
I sent you another one, Daniel.
Yeah, the turkeys.
See the turkeys on the back.
Once you hunt off one, you'll never not have one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got a video.
So nice.
Stuff.
So
oh
nice.
Gosh, look at that.
Oh yeah, there it is, right there. It's nice.
Now that one right there, that kid right there. The other two, the older two, not, you know, they may work at the store.
Yeah.
But that one, he'll be the mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
That little joker right there.
Or the gun counter. He's like about guns.
Yeah. What happened at school the other day? His teacher said something about Charlie the Elf.
They read, his teacher messaged me. He was like, I just love River. He's so funny. And anytime I read that, I'm like,
what'd he do?
Because you never know what he's going to say. He doesn't have a filter at all. Yeah. And
who's he get tries that from?
His mom.
Probably me. But he tries to be funny. He gets that part from Will, but he doesn't. Anyways, he's like, we were reading a story about the elf and
what was it?
Something about the Christmas elf or whatever. And River said,
Charlie the elf.
And River said he would blow his elf up with an AK. And
no,
I was
he
like,
didn't. He said I'd take him out with my AR-15.
Take him out with my AR-15.
That's what I'm talking about.
What did you say to that? And I'm like,
hey, is this the video you're talking about?
That's it.
Whatever. Y'all just keep hating.
Oh, look at that smile.
Hey, I like the basket you get on that thing.
Dude, that is a nice
one. Hey, man, I'm Mary Poppins.
You don't have any?
That is the Wizard of Oz witch right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, she put it on TikTok.
I had Drake help me because I don't know how to use it. I'm like, hey, put the
look at this little shit eating granny out there.
Dude, he has it.
It's epic.
I mean, hey, rainbow bikes make you happy.
They do. There's something about it that they're fun.
Oh, man.
And you can ride it, and the deer don't even pay attention to them.
No.
They don't pay. They hear four-wheelers and stuff taking off down the road. They're gone.
You can ride up on
it. You can ride right up to one bed, and it's just looking at you. Like, what is that?
It's ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I mean, these deer ain't ready.
No.
Turkey ain't ready. None of these animals are ready for the Rambo. That's a fact.
That Rambo bike is awesome, guys. If you guys don't have one, go check out Will Fagan. He can get you hooked up with Conway.
Guns.
Because they really change our lives.
Hey,
look at it.
See, they're teamwork right there.
Teamwork right there. What are you doing right there, baby?
Either holding your pants up or making sure you don't fall. One of the two.
Hey, you're talking about a woman that always has your back right there. I think I'm strapping down a Rambo bikes. I think we just picked our bikes up from Will Fagan. And
you remind me of the old guy from the movie Up.
You know, when I was probably in my 30s, she wouldn't have to do that. I'm just getting older.
Sucks.
She's just
does Brooke do that for you? Did Brooke hold your ass up like that? No.
Why?
She's trying to hold up.
She'd kick my other leg out from underneath.
Oh, yeah.
If he wants to hold up, he can hold stuff up.
Oh, my gosh. That love right there, huh?
What a combo of pictures up there. I mean, where it stopped on Will's video, and then you got Dad up there. She might just be holding your pants up, showing a look at your butt crack.
Oh, maybe.
That's probably facts right there.
Maybe. I don't know. So, Will, you kill a lot of deer, too, huh?
Oh, I don't know about a lot of deer.
I mean, you got some good deer right here.
You do got some good deer. That's for sure.
Let's kill some deer. A
couple of decent ones.
What's that deer about, Will?
That was the deer I killed last year.
Yeah, that's a good deer.
Just old river deer.
Old river deer. I got one here Drake got killing one too. So you guys kill deer and kill ducks.
Yeah.
Sell guns.
I remember duck hunting a long time ago when I was young. We used to always go to that slough right there.
Slough.
What would y'all call it? What was the name of it? I don't remember.
They just called it the slough.
Is that what it was? The slough or Shit Creek.
Shit Creek. That's what it was. Shit Creek.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, you missed out on a lot of that stuff, but a lot of the early, like the Viper Hole and some of that, we went out there and like tested them.
Really? That's where it was tested at?
Yeah.
Dang.
I wish he still had the video of Scott wrecking the first Viper Hole. You remember when that happened?
Yeah. Spun around and hit a tree.
It would do like a 360.
Yeah. We were out there in that creek, and me and your dad were in one boat, and Scott was in the other, and somebody else. And
yeah.
Scott said, okay, well, I'm going to go up here, and I'm going to come around that corner. I'm going to throw it into a power slide right here in front of y'all. And, you know, Tim's playing cameraman with like a Sony, I don't know, cassette or whatever you call it. And I'm like, dude. You know, because they used to, you know, they just go test run everything on Greer's because their plant was right there by Greer's.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this ain't Greer's. They stumps in here. You going to hit a stump. Oh, it'd be all right. Okay. And he'd come around that corner through that thing in a power slide, and the boat jumped and, like, skipped, hence why there's not a Viper Hole now, and just spun all the way around and just, bam, right into a huge cypress tree, motor first, knocked the motor off the boat. It was just hanging like not that. It was just clamped on,
yeah,
and it was just hanging up there. Scott's laying up on the front deck, and he's rolling around, holding his arm, and dude, me and your dad are dying laughing. Oh, it was hilarious.
That's funny. You know, I remember when I was in high school testing a boat. Dad, he called me and said, "Hey, when you get out of baseball practice, come to the lake. You know, I got a boat I want you to run." And I get there, and it's that Destroyer Gray, what was it, a Bass Assassin or something?
Yeah, I think so.
And what I didn't know was, you know, they had told me, like, don't turn it too sharp. You know, the cables are a little tight. Don't turn it too sharp. Well, I mean, at that point, what does that mean to me? You know,
nothing. You're still in high school.
Yeah, I was still in high school. Well, I get out there, and they back me in. I'm backing up, and I go – I put it in forward, and I turn to go out to the main lake, and I turn it, and it snaps, and the boat goes into full throttle.
And he jumps it. It jumps it off the, out of the water onto the bank, onto the boat.
I mean, ramp. I don't have my life jacket fastened. Like, I'm in the
process. He was trying to fasten his life vest. I mean, it was jumping.
Shit happened so fast.
I think I need to fasten it.
But I'm walking my stuff up, but it all of a sudden just took off. And when it took off, I'm like trying to like pull stuff.
At that moment, nothing's happening. At that moment, I knew he was right for the boat business.
Nothing was happening, so I realized.
Hey, we used to freaking tear those boats. Yeah, I'm telling you, pieces.
I'm telling you. Over the years, we've tested them out. Will's helped us a lot.
Yes.
You know, it's.
And that's bring them back, and I left actually a present in one of them 1 year on accident.
You talking about dead ducks?
Yeah.
You're lucky she didn't kill you.
If I'd been anywhere close when she found it, she probably would have.
Yeah.
Hell, Jim probably made it into jerky.
Probably.
Yeah. Jim Stencil is a really unique fella.
He is. Smart as can be, but he's definitely, there's nobody like him.
But I can honestly say, though, without Jim, and people like Will and everybody, we wouldn't be who we are today.
Absolutely not.
So it takes a little bit of everybody, right?
I had to go to Fayetteville a couple of weeks ago, and I looked, and I was pretty close to his store, so I stopped by to see him. The exact same dude now that he was then.
I'm super stoked.
And he's still got stuff out of the tornado up at his place.
You. Yeah, uh-huh. Still, trying to sell it.
Yeah. He is a master pack rat.
That and, sounds like Will, though, honestly. Yeah.
No, Jim takes it to a whole new level. He's got containers full of stuff.
Jim's a good guy. He's a dealer up here in Rogers, Arkansas.
Rogers, Arkansas.
Super good guy.
Super knowledgeable.
We're going to have this guy on our show next week, and I'm super stoked to see him in person again. It's been a while.
It's been so long. I hadn't seen him since probably I was 10.
Really? It's been that long?
It's been that long for me, yeah.
Well, it'd be awesome.
Yes. He looked just like he did, the exact same.
How long did you work for Jim?
Tornado
was about 3 or 4 years at River Trail. Tornado hit, then he came and worked for us at Mountain View.
Yeah, we went broke. Then Jim took us in.
You had some help with that, though. It wasn't all self-inflicted.
No.
The first time we went broke, it was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
That was on us. But second time, it was definitely a partnership kind of deal.
So do you know, you remember at the day after the tornado, everybody's still cleaning up and stuff. I don't remember who it was, but they gave
a bunch of money.
Gave you a handful of cash.
Yeah, and I handed all the cash out to all the people.
And he didn't keep none of it. He gave it to all the people that worked there. And then, I ain't going to say no names, but somebody got mad that
it wasn't Jim. No. It wasn't Jim. But I donated all the money to all the workers, and the church came in and fed us that day. We donated a bunch of money to the church. And,
man, when stuff like that happens,
and,
it'll really bring back
somebody got a little
your sense of humanity.
Somebody got a little upset because I gave all the money away, you know?
Yeah.
And
but it was the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It was. Man, these people didn't have a job.
We don't.
No, they just lost, they lost a big part of their life, too.
They went from working 40 hours a week to nothing.
We haven't got where we're at today for not being humble and grateful.
That's right.
So anything you ever remember, stay humble and grateful.
Oh, yeah. It comes back to you, good and bad.
What goes around comes around, and good people's going to always be there no matter what happens.
That's right.
Will Fagan's, when I need help, he was there, vice versa. So
that's just how it is.
It's just the way it works. You get in trouble, you go to your closest friends. And I guarantee it's the 3 a.m. friends that you go to first. Because the 5 a.m. friends or 6 a.m. friends, they won't answer the phone, nor do they care.
No, it's all about convenience for them.
It is.
They'll be there when they can, when they want to be. You know what I mean? Well, so, I think this wraps it up.
We went
over quite a bit, and there's a lot more that we can dig up.
Oh, we could probably talk forever. With the girls here and me and Will, we could talk forever. Unfortunately, we only got an hour to talk.
Yeah, you're looking at two peas in a pod, without hands down two peas in a pod.
It's been fun, and many years to come.
Yeah, it ain't over.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's long way over.
I hope we're done with fires and tornadoes, though.
Everybody knocking
fires,
the table.
Fires, tornadoes. Hopefully we've gone broke for the last time.
What do you think, Ashley? Are you ready for it to be all over with?
Absolutely.
What, the bad stuff or what?
Yeah.
Are you starting to like the boat business now?
No.
Okay.
It's a hate love relationship.
She's just here to keep you in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She tells me it's a stupid idea. But I still do it, though.
Yeah. Hey, you're learning, though. Y'all are working together and learning.
Oh, yeah.
It's always something new.
Yeah.
New challenges come up every day.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Brooke and Will, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
And make sure everybody like, subscribe, hit the post notification bell, and check us out on YouTube or our race series. We're getting ready to gear up for a new race season, and it's going to be wild this year. A lot of things are changing, and we ended out being pretty quick, but I think it's going to be a different year this year.
And you guys watching the show, you're in Conway area, Little Rock area, go check out, Will Fagan and his family.
Tons of stuff.
I'm just glad the race season isn't like it used to be
when
it was at the old plant. Your dad, he'd shut the whole freaking plant down. It's not as bad as it was.
Not as bad, but it's still pretty bad. We still
be 463 boats on order and 19 people working on
throwing
one race boat.
We like to win, Will.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You like to win, too.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
You have to make sacrifices to win.
See, he wouldn't have said that years ago when he was on the customer side.
Yeah.
He would be wanting his,
Yeah, that's right.
And on the fun. Now that he's a dealer, he wants his boats and he wants them now.
That's right. Gotta make that money. So anyways, you guys in the area, Conway, hey, go by there and check out Ricochet Marine out. They got guns and bikes and all kinds of fun stuff. And
there's a lot to look at.
You got a few boats.
Meet the family. Absolutely. See the boats.
Thanks to y'all, we got a little bit more room for boats now.
That's right. Yeah.
I bet y'all are so excited.
The last video, we went out there with excavators and had a good time with some equipment and had fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Much appreciated.
A lot of people say that was work, but I was having fun.
That was landscaping day.
I pulled up and you were on the big, I was like, oh.
You know I was going to get the biggest excavator
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know it, but Lord.
Yeah, I wanted the biggest one,
Yeah, if we'd had a bulldozer.
Yeah, I don't think he got off of it all day.
He didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, I was moving some dirt.
Yeah, moved a lot of dirt.
That dirt stunk. I was on a mission.
It did stink. As soon as River got out of the car, he said, "What's that smell?" I said, "It's that dirt. I don't know what. It smells horrible." He was like, "I got to go." I said, "I know. It's bad."
I hear you.
Well, all right, everybody. Thanks for watching. Like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Thanks. See you.